Hi, everybody. This is my first audio boom. Not my first audio post to Audio Boo, of course, but my first one with the Audio Boom app. And everybody's already talked about their feelings about the name change and how stupid it is and how much they hate the new app and all that stuff. And I'm probably going to have a very unpopular opinion of Audio Boom, but I kind of like the changes. At least, well, not the accessibility problems. I'm not a fan of that. And I don't think the name change was necessary either. But I don't dislike the interface of being able to start playing your audio boos and then swipe away ones that you don't care to listen to. I like the idea of continuous play. I like the idea of being able to lay back and listen to Audio Boo and not have to worry about getting up and pushing the next one. And I understand that everybody's different, and some people like to look through the boos and skip over the crap they don't care about. But if you just skip things based on title or based on what the username was, well, first of all, why would you follow users that you don't care to listen to anyway? And second of all, if you skip something strictly based on the title, then you'll never hear some really cool stuff. So, you know, I just give stuff a chance, and if I don't like it, I'll swipe it away. If it's boring me, I'll just make it die. So that's my opinion. And I miss Swell, and I hope that Apple does something with it since they bought it. Anyway, so what's going on in my life? Well, it's 1:40 in the morning, and I should be sleeping right now. So if you hear yawning throughout this short audio post, that's because I'm getting sleepy and I need to get to bed. But I was going to bring up Audio Boom and listen to some audio booms since I haven't tried that for the bedtime listening routine yet. Usually I'll bring up Downcast and listen to podcasts, or I'll bring up TuneIn Radio or something like that. You know, I'll bring up a stand-up comedy station, or I'll bring up like Dementia Radio or a book. But I haven't tried Audio Boom as the bedtime routine yet, so I wanted to give it a shot. So, what's going on in my life? Well, I recently bought a 27-inch monitor, which is very high resolution. I forgot what the highest that it could go is, but I could find out real quick. So, let's see here. Let's go to the desktop, and we will right-click and go to screen resolution. And let's see, I'm currently running at 1280 by 720, and the highest it will go is 1920 by 1000. So I was running at 1280 by 720, and it could run at 1920 by 1000. That's the recommended resolution, but I'm not running it that high because when you increase the resolution like that, then everything gets tiny, and I don't like that. I like things to be big. So what's nice about having a really high resolution monitor is that when I lower it to something really small, like 800 by 600, I could do that, and there's enough pixels on the screen that it compensates. You know how like a guy who has a small penis, and he goes out and he buys like a big car, and he gets big guns, and he has a big house, and he has big boats because his pecker is small? You know, well, my monitor is compensating for really tiny pixels by using those pixels to make things look clear when you lower the resolution. There you go. Anyway, so the reason I got this monitor is because it's a touchscreen monitor. So if I'm running an app that has big buttons on it, like Station Playlist Studio, I could just reach up and hit the automate button, and it will start playing my playlist. And then I can hit the stop button, or the automate button again to stop the automation, but let it finish that current track, and it'll just do it. So that's kind of neat. And then I could just click on buttons and let them. What am I trying to say here? I can click on the checkboxes in Station Playlist Studio to mark them for playback, and then hit the play button, and it'll just start playing them. Or I can hit automate, and it'll just start running down the entire list. Which is pretty cool, because if I'm going to go to the bathroom, I don't know when, you know, how soon I'll be back, and it'll keep on playing. So I love that. what I did was I got rid of, I took my 32-inch flat screen TV that was sitting up on my desk, and it was serving as my monitor, when I noticed that the image quality was really blurry and hard to read on text. I said, you know, after a couple of years, I got tired of squinting at the thing, trying to read Windows Explorer or like web pages that you couldn't really zoom, and having that text being blurry. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and upgrade to a new monitor. Hopefully the text will be clearer. And then I'll take that 32-inch TV and repurpose it as a secondary screen in the living room. So it is on this wooden TV stand that used to house a 32-inch tube TV that I gave away. I put it on the community, you know, freebie table a couple of months ago, and somebody took it. And so that TV stand has been the catch-all, just crap holder. And I decided to go ahead and put the flat-screen TV on that TV stand and move all the crap out of it and throw a bunch of... You know, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to throw away boxes for things that you don't have anymore, but they're really nice boxes, like my iPad 2 box. When I sold it, I couldn't find the box, and it turns out it was sitting in this entertainment center, and I ended up throwing away the box because, you know, I don't really need that box anymore, and I'm sure the people I sold the box to wouldn't care. So, you know, the box is just sitting there taking up space. I don't need to keep it. But it held a very expensive piece of technology, and the box is very nice and fancy. I'm like, oh, this sucks. It's hard to get rid of. I got rid of a Nexus 7 box. I got rid of an iPad box. I think I kept my MacBook Air box, I think. But I got rid of a bunch of other boxes and some cables and crap that were sitting down there. But I put the TV on that entertainment center, and then I also took an old computer. It's not that old. It's from like 2009. I took an A-Machines computer that has a DVD drive on it and like a 600 gigabyte hard drive. And I put XBMC Ubuntu on there. So it's basically running a distribution of Ubuntu that has nothing on it but XBMC. As soon as I power on the machine, it boots straight into XBMC. And so the desktop interface doesn't even show up, and I think I can exit out into the desktop interface if I want it, but I don't plan on using it for anything more than storing TV shows, maybe running a torrent client in the background, or, you know, maybe I'll put a TV tuner in there so that I can get live TV and record it and use it as a DVR. So that's going to be my home theater PC. And then my Chromecast is on the back of the TV as well. So not only can I, like, take YouTube videos or Netflix or something from my phone and beam it to my TV, but I can also mirror what is on my Windows desktop onto my 32-inch TV for some reason if I need to. Let's say there's something I want to watch on the bigger screen, but there's no way to get it on the Roku or the XBMC. If there's no way to really get that same video with something else, then I can just beam it to my 32-inch TV with Chromecast, because they have the experimental mode where you can share your entire desktop or just the tab that you're looking at, or if you're just like looking at YouTube or something, you can just beam the URL to your Chromecast and then close Chrome if you want. Or you could even shut off the computer and you just beam the URL to your Chromecast and it starts pulling it from YouTube or whatever. So anyway, now I can watch TV and read the IRC or look at Facebook or read Twitter at the same time. So that's neat. Now I need to get another Chromecast for my bedroom so that I can beam stuff to the computer, to the screen in the bedroom. Because all I have in there is the Roku and nothing else. I don't have anything else plugged in there. And there is the occasional situation where I'm like, damn it, I downloaded a file or there's a website that has a video stream on it and I can't figure out how to get it in the Roku or in XBMC and I really want to watch what I'm watching in the bedroom. Well, if I put a Chromecast in that TV in the bedroom, then I can just send whatever's on my screen in my living room into my bedroom. So that'd be cool. Anyway, I've got 32 seconds left in this boom, so I'm going to go ahead and kill it. But if anybody wants to leave me a message or leave me a mention, reply, or whatever, talk about technical things in the mainstream realm or the visually impaired realm, go ahead and hit me up here or anywhere else, and we'll talk. So until next time, goodbye, 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 goodbye.